Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent, year B. First reading will be taken from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 51. Second reading will be taken from the letter to the Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the hour before the salvific hour. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, the hour has come for us to review and relieve our Lord Jesus' salvific hour, when he obediently and humbly submitted himself and life for glorification in suffering and death. That was the hour when the true Lamb of God established and enacted the true and lasting new covenant of Jeremiah's prophecy in today's first reading. Thus, at that moment, our scarlet hearts and lives of sin were wholly cleansed and unimaginably renewed, and our purified hearts became God's abode of love, mercy, and kindness, and peace. We became God's people, and God became our Father, mediator, and advocate. And so, my brothers and my sisters, God alone decided to forgive our iniquity and never call our sins to mind. He took the initiative to glorify the Son of Man in suffering and death, and by so doing, the prince of darkness and sin was overthrown, and men and women were finally liberated by the actual, real blood of the Passover Lamb and the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus repositioned himself as the source of our salvation. He removed our fears, comforted us, forgive us, and promise to love us unconditionally. And so, we must worship and adore today our Lord Jesus, the only high priest who offered the ultimate sacrifice in death for our salvation. We must worship him this day. Hence, we must constantly ask for his mercy, constantly ask for his purification and renewal of our hearts. Even when we fall again and again into sin, we must again approach our Lord Jesus and ask for a steadfast spirit and a spirit of fervor. Unlike the Greeks in today's gospel who requested to see our Lord Jesus, our request to see and be with God has been ratified in death by our Lord Jesus, the seed of life. Hence, in our baptism and confirmation, our deprived hearts and minds were re-infused with the power of God's Spirit and life. Thus, as Spirit-filled disciples of God, we can approach the Lord in the Eucharist, asking for the graces necessary to withstand today's hunger, to withstand today's sufferings, racial attacks, to withstand today's pains caused by kidnappings and hateful killings of our loved ones. Yes, we can withstand those pains because we have Jesus in us. Yes, my brother, my sister, like our Lord Jesus, we must be willing to embrace the cost of discipleship and to bear our crosses. However, the Lord has promised to honor us. He has promised to be with us. He will honor those willing to lose their selves, their lives, those willing to checkmate their passions and to offer their time serving God and his people. He says he will honor us, he will bless us, and he will be with us till the end of time. May the Lord bless you this day. May he bless the works of your hands. May he bless your going and coming. May he anoint you. May he uphold you. May he purify you. May he affirm all your activities this day. May he grant you his peace through the intercession of our Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.